The bikes, famous for their distinctive colors, unusual construction and unmistakable sound, were built in the Chluknov region in northern Bohemia from the mid-1920s until the outbreak of the Second World War. The show features preserved originals, newly reconstructed replicas of lost prototypes, and about a third of the machines come from foreign collections. Curator Arnoš Nezmeškal explains.
Máme tady všechny vyráběné typy.
We have all the types that were made, the short touring model, which is only 2.20 meters long, just a bit longer than a regular motorcycle. Then there's the travel model with a long frame, about 2.5 meters, and we even have an extra long version, 3.20 meters, which is probably the longest motorcycle in the world.
The Czechia Bermeland was the creation of visionary designer Albin Hugo Libiš, who launched its production in 1925.
He built them to be a reliable means of transport and didn't produce many of them. Over about 15 years, we estimate he made around 750 motorcycles, which means he had to find at least 750 like-minded enthusiasts willing to buy his machine with its unusual design and unique paintwork.
While several versions were produced over the years, many Czechia Bermeland motorcycles were equipped with the long-stroke 600cc single-cylinder engine that gave the brand its characteristic thumping sound, says Mr. Nezmeškal.
It's a four-stroke single-cylinder engine with OHV valve timing, about 18 horsepower, but those aren't today's kinds of horses. The horses in pre-war machines were more like brewery horses. Today we talk about race horses. These old engines pull from very low revs.
Among the highlights of the exhibition is the rare two-cylinder 700cc Sudet model, as well as precise replicas of the four-seater Czechia Bermeland, officially the longest motorcycle in the world. There is also a long-frame 600cc touring model once owned by enthusiast Karel Horký. It may appear modest, but as Mr. Nezmeškal recalls, it comes with a memorable backstory.
Karel was out shopping in the family car when he heard a gearbox for a Czechia was for sale, something almost impossible to find. He didn't have enough money with him, so he left the family car at a used car lot, took a cheap old car instead, and used the price difference to buy the gearbox. Then he drove home. His wife told me the story as a funny example of how devoted Karel was to the brand.
The exhibition, which runs at Prague's National Technical Museum until the 22nd of March, also traces the decline of the company, the founder's post-war expulsion to Germany, and his unsuccessful attempts to revive production in Bavaria. Today, the legacy lives on through the Czechia Bermeland Club, which documents the brand's history and brings surviving machines together for an annual gathering.